You're tuned in to Locals Only. More great music headed your way as we're going live to Studio 2A very, very soon to welcome Florence Boulevard. Florence Boulevard won the Audience Choice Award at the 2026 High School Battle of the Bands, and we're happy to welcome them to legendary Studio 2A, where they're going to be interviewed by Valentine. Now, without any further ado, it is time to welcome Florence Boulevard live to Studio 2A. Take it away!
The awesome, incredible Florence Boulevard. Please take it away, you guys.
Should I do an introduction or?
No, just play.
Zut! Zut!
I don't wanna know and I don't wanna be. I don't wanna show and I don't wanna see. I don't wanna know and I don't wanna be. I don't wanna show and I don't wanna see. Hey, when I'm around you. And level-headed weaves cover up lies that fill my knees. Level-headed eyes and level-headed weaves cover up lies that fill my knees. When I'm around you, gotta give away, give my way. Not tomorrow, not this day. Gotta give away, give my way. I should never be, I should never know and I should never see. I don't like the smoke and I don't like the drink. I should never know and I should never be. Hey, when I'm around you. Level-headed eyes and level-headed waves cover up lies that fill my niche. Level-headed eyes and level-headed waves cover up lies that fill my niche. Hey, when I'm around you. Get my way, get my way. Not tomorrow, will be the day. Gotta get my way, get my way. Not tomorrow, will be the day. Gotta get my way, get my way. Not tomorrow, will be the day. Gotta get my way, get my way. Not tomorrow, will be the day.
Good.
Yeah. All right.
This next song is called Mr. Nick.
I'm gonna make sure I'm in tune first.
Ooh. That's good. Yeah.
Thank you.
quo. But I can't help defending. Whoa.
Alrighty. Our next song is called Undead Blues.
Alright, you just heard Florence Boulevard on Locals Only 91.3 KXCI. I'm Valentin. I'm very happy to be hosting with this electric, just incredibly present band. I describe you guys as present because just like looking at the performance, I get a very special experience. I'm super up close. I just see the physical on your face and just like in the way you're performing. It's like incredible focus and strain. It's awesome. How are you guys feeling?
Feeling great.
Feeling pretty good, I'd say.
Great.
Yeah, awesome. So glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm super happy that you guys are here too. This is awesome. I would love to get to know you guys a little bit better. Would you guys mind introducing yourselves, your names, your instruments, and your high schools? You guys all go to the same high school?
Most
or
of
recently
us.
Graduated?
Yeah, most of us just graduated.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Okay. Can we go around and do intros?
Of course. Let's start with Cameron.
Okay, my name is Cameron. I'm from Andrada Polytechnic. I think I'm the only person still in high school because I'm 17 years old. I play lead guitar and do backing vocals.
I'm Joshua Jacob Villalpando. I graduated from Andrada Polytechnic High School. I'm 18 and I play the rhythm guitar and I sing lead vocals.
My name is Amador Carter. I recently just graduated from Desert Christian, and I'm 18 and I play bass guitar.
And my name is Jacob Cheney. I recently graduated from Andrada Polytechnic High School with class of 2026, and I play drums.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. My first question off the bat is, can we time travel with you? Let's go back and talk about how Florence Boulevard started. Do you have any fun anecdotes?
Well, they're going to have to lead the beginning part of the story because I actually didn't join until later in the band. Mm. So they're going to have to talk about that.
So we started in 2023, my sophomore year, Cameron's junior year. And we mainly just started out of a class offered at our school taught by Cameron's dad. and we just kind of, we connected from there. We started out as a cover band. Mm-hmm. Only real fans will understand Stolen Blue Table.
Yeah. Stolen Blue Table.
that was our original name before we eventually changed it. And over the years we gained just more experience performing just mainly at school. We brought Josh in and he brought a lot of the songwriting expertise into the band, which I think made like all of us evolve as writers, but also as musicians.
Yeah, I love that. You mentioned, okay, Stolen Blue Table, and now we're Florence Boulevard. Well, and kind of to quote maybe the best show of all time, Sesame Street, can you tell us how to get to Florence Boulevard? Where does that name come from? Is it somewhere? Is it a place in our imaginations?
It is a place.
Awesome.
I'm not exactly sure of like the super specific location, but I would say probably if you take the I-10 to Phoenix and you're like driving through there in the general area, you'll come across Florence Boulevard. We went on a sort of a field trip as a band because when we all used to be at school, we had a different drummer. He's graduated. Different vocalist and everything. And we got invited to play at this like event. Not exactly sure how you would describe it.
So during one of our school's like kind of like pride events, just showing off the programs at our school, there was some member of government watching, and he liked us to the point where he was just like, I want to invite them out to essentially like not an education conference, but just a big meetup of schools around Arizona. Whoa. In Phoenix, right nearby I think the House of Representatives building. Yeah. We got to go inside that. That was pretty awesome. But Stolen Blue Table was kind of a placeholder name. Mm-hmm. So we were trying to come up with names, and we were eventually just reading off of road signs because I think Cameron initially was just like, "Hey, I want something like pavement, like that same vibe."
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like instantly recognizable, iconic. Yeah,
we might be in a little bit of hot water because there's a band recently, Florence Road.
Oh,
that's true.
But
you're gonna have to duel.
I hope they're not from Arizona.
That's awesome. Speaking of events, you guys recently really dominated things at the high school Battle of the Bands and earned audience's choice. How did that feel?
That was great. That was awesome. I that was our second time playing there. A little less bands. We were playing with High McHugh and Spruce Goose. I forgot the other bands. But
Cherry Limeade out of... I forgot where they're out of, and now I feel kind of bad. But they were awesome.
Wyatt J and Fear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It was those guys. And, you know, I don't know how to describe it because that was the first time that anything like that has happened. Mm-hmm. And... you know, we were up there with Haima Q because they won the Judge's Choice Award as well.
Yes.
So that was awesome to be up there with them.
And they played here recently.
Yes.
Because they won the Judge's Choice.
Yes, they were awesome. They were super cool, very fun to talk to. They're awesome. Yeah, I think, have you played with any local bands, alongside any local bands, any kind of like fun stories from that? Any kind of recent performances? Yeah,
we played with a lot of local bands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially like Groundworks. Shout out to Groundworks.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Groundworks has got to be our favorite venue just because of how kind they are to us and the great community that they have.
Shout out to Logan as well.
I remember, at least for me, I remember my the first show we did at Groundworks. It's kind of fun to look back at like the posts we've made on Instagram and look at how kind of like, I guess for lack of a better term, kind of scared we were to be on stage because we weren't used to playing anything outside of school shows.
Yeah.
So like being up there and especially with two touring bands, we played two bands from like the California hardcore scene, Spark of Life and Loved Up. That was awesome for me personally, given my music taste. But just kind of being up on a stage in front of like mostly strangers for the first time, not classmates' parents.
Yeah.
That was exciting, but also nerve-wracking. And it's fun to look back at that and see how much we've grown.
Yeah. It kind of, you exited that controlled environment and really kind of stepped into that, like those uncharted waters. Kind of, I can't think of a better way to word this, but like what gave you the nerve, you know, like what kind of pushed you and made you realize like this is something we want to showcase to more than, you know, our classmates and stuff.
I think we were all like always super interested in music and interested in it as a long-term sort of goal.
Yeah.
But I think adding Josh to the band was what really pushed us because he had his own album, No Worries If Not. And we play some of those songs. Now we write pretty collaboratively.
Yeah.
And Amador is like the new addition.
Yeah.
The last song we played before we went on break, that was actually the first, I guess, successful song we wrote. First finished song we wrote collectively as a band. Everybody had a part in it. And it was just, for me, seeing a product like that come together in such, not necessarily a smooth way, but just in such a way was like, that felt really good.
Right.
And made me want to do it more.
Yeah. My favorite question to ask to a lot of creatives, especially creatives who are our age range, do you recognize kind of like a formula or necessary circumstances or conditions or whatever you want to call it necessary for you to embark on a really productive or inspirational like creative session? So those songwriting sessions, you know, what makes those possible?
Usually let's say one of us just comes up with like a riff at home, right? And then we just bring it into the our little band room and then we just work on it for like a couple hours, right? And then we practice for a little bit and then you know, we just kind of decide then there if it's something we should keep working on or if we should, you know, toss it. But
yeah,
that's how we get it started at least.
Mm-hmm.
The Undead Blues, the song we just played, the last one, was our first, the finished collaboration together. And now we've been starting to really get into more collaborative works right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a new album coming out soon or under the works?
We're currently working on it. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. That's exciting. What's kind of been a very memorable moment from that? Maybe a challenge that you overcame or a milestone within the creative process?
So at least for me personally, I don't know if Cameron will have the same thing, but another thing that just kind of made me like even more inspired to work on stuff was we were working on the song Mr. Nick, which was the third song that we played.
Yes.
And while we were recording Josh's vocals and then Cameron's harmonies with it. And then we started thinking of kind of more parts that were in Josh's original demo that we wanted to include. So we just kept on adding vocal layers. And that was like seeing them finally come together all in one product was really nice.
Yeah.
I would say another sort of thing that's been really cool seeing is, We all have like very different music taste, I would say.
Yeah.
And just seeing us all combine our influences into like one coherent thing has been really cool to see, to make something new and original.
Yeah. Do you want to kind of give us some insight into like what inspires you creatively, those like creative influences or like your taste?
Yeah.
Top five.
Like
band. Top five artists, bands.
Gotcha. I can tell you my number one right now. It's I've always, ever since like middle school, freshman year, I've always loved Weezer with all my heart.
Right. Yeah.
I think you could definitely hear the inspiration a lot in our music. If I had to name like a quick top three.
It's kind of difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is like from one to three, like Weezer, Nirvana, and then probably the Beatles for me as like for my top three at least.
Nice.
And for Cameron.
Okay. So this is very cliche. I know everyone says this, but I would say I do listen to everything like from a wide array of genres, but the main, I'll just also do a top three. The top three that I pull from for Florence Boulevard specifically is probably, Weezer, Fugazi, and maybe Modest Mouse.
Cool.
I'm actually like really new to the band and I haven't written any songs yet, but I can just say my top three. They're very similar to Cameron's. I think, I really like Pavement. I really like the Pixies. Modest Mouse is really good, and I really like those bands.
Yeah.
So specifically for Florence Boulevard, I'd say I'll definitely Weezer in the top bit, but also a I guess California pop punk band, Homegrown. Mm-hmm. A lot of their, when I first listened to them, I for some reason got called back to Weezer a little bit when I was first like starting to listen to them, which is definitely weird considering that they're not super adjacent to Weezer, but it's still they're just one of my favorite bands to kind of look for inspiration. And then I'd say three, at least right now and recently, I would say, because we're behind the scenes, we've been writing like a few more heavy things. So I've been listening to a lot more Chevelle recently, and
we love Chevelle.
And at least for the drumming side of it, like that's been something that I've at least focused my ear on.
Yeah, yeah. Weezer is kind of our northern star. I love that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned genre. I really love the discourse that happens, feels like almost like every like music release cycle, the discourse about genre, surrounding genre. Do you view genre, the idea of genres, as a kind of restrictive idea or something like rules that are made to be broken, or maybe something that unifies and kind of takes people out of the dark and gets them discovered more often? Kind of like your views on genre.
I would say both could be true at the same time. It's very genre dependent. Like most genres have a lot of sort of purists that try to like restrict people. Like I would say sort of like punk, or more recently like all the discourse over who's shoegaze and not or whatever. But I think at the same time, it can be a unifying thing. Like going back to punk, there's a lot of really cool local punk bands, and I think everyone can come together and appreciate it without having to think about all the genre stuff. But
yeah,
I don't think we, just to go back to Florence Boulevard, I don't think we really fall into any genre specifically. Most of the stuff we will play today is pretty like just by the book alternative, but we like to write a lot of stuff around the map.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We definitely try to make our, you know, stuff poppy or catchy, you know?
Yeah.
I would say going back to like the importance of genre, I think there's an extent to which they're important, to kind of not saying that categorizing yourself is necessarily like a requirement, mm-hmm. but at least in terms of, I guess, the business aspect of it, it definitely is important for growth. But genres should also be kind of launching points. I don't think any band in the history of ever, for the most part, has stayed the exact same throughout their entire career, right. unless they, of course, make like one album. Then that, I think that's a different story.
Right.
But one of the examples that I thought of was the Arctic Monkeys. Mm-hmm. Their evolution is really interesting to me, even though they kind of evolved to be something that I don't listen to that often, like that lounge rock, I suppose. Yes. It's still really interesting to see that slow evolution across their albums.
Yeah. Do you have anything?
I think what Jacob said was really good. Just, yeah, especially for like business, just having a category, you don't have to stay in it, but it definitely helps, especially when writing songs, probably just to,
it gets you discovered, yeah. if you have like a word to associate yourself,
yeah, exactly,
with.
Right,
yeah.
I have a fun question before I throw it back to you guys to play us some more tunes.
Alrighty.
If you could describe your group dynamic as using fictional characters from whatever kind of media, what group would you kind of compare yourselves to?
Group. Okay.
Group. Oh,
like fictional character. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's a good question. I like that.
TMNT, maybe?
TMNT. I don't know too much about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, to be
the
honest.
Government names.
Oh. Yeah, the full government name.
I could see the Ninja Turtles.
I could see a little bit.
I think,
yeah.
Jacob's like a, maybe like, I don't know how I'm forgetting the name. Leonardo? Yeah.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Which one has the shortest patience?
Raphael.
Oh, okay. So I'll take that.
Yeah.
No, but you're like the, he's like the group leader.
Oh.
You sort of, yeah. I would say we all write songs and we all bring our different things to the table, but I said it like that. I would say, Jacob sort of like unifies us. He often like brings us back to focus when we're going astray.
He's like the Paul McCartney of the group, just getting everybody back on track to write music.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's such a wonderful compliment.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
My goodness.
Of course. No worries.
Josh Hutch. Is probably like Donatello.
Donatello. I could do that, yeah. Maybe.
I really like this question. We're going to be thinking about this the rest of the
week. We're going to be thinking about this on the ride back home.
Yeah. Or like during, food for thought.
Yeah, exactly.
Food for thought.
We're
yeah.
be arguing in the car.
Yeah. Yes. All right. This is 91.3 KXCI, locals only. I'm Valentin. I'm super happy to be hosting tonight. We're here with Florence Boulevard in the legendary Studio 2A. They're going to take us away once again. Thank you, guys.
This next song that we got is called Oh Girl. It's going to be a quiet one. We'll be at the end of time. Something bothers me in my sleep. You're just one that I can't keep. But I don't want you to be my trophy. For when I look back on my life, I can finally be alive. I know I live, I died, I choked and I cried. So annoying, destroying, and so disappointing. Oh. I know what you'll say at the end of time. We wanna find our shelter to live forever, for it blows my mind. Scares me real good, makes me wanna cry. Existing such a mystery and living is such a crime. Alrighty. Our next song is called What Happened to You? Available on streaming.
Everything except for Spotify, those who know.
This next song is called Open Love Letter.
I won't do this one as fast. It's my bad.
cling to life. My favorite word, I hope she's right. Abuser will enable me. I'm right here, the love is here. I choose to forget my past. A cheap voice, she's all half. And all the while, with all this noise, we live and breathe. I'm just a boy, sitting in my open love letter. I hope you see it all. This is my open love letter. I hope you see it all. This is my open love letter. I hope you see it all. This is my open.
Alrighty, we have just one more song.
Yay!
One more original.
Dial it back for this one.
Yes.
Okay. This one's called Untitled.
Yep.
And you need me, we need each other in company, in company. I want you and you want me, we need each other, but it wasn't meant to be, it wasn't meant to be. If I was some other man, would not stand and turn there. But I can be something to see, just holding hands. I remember when you were crying, oh my, oh my. I remember when you were crying, oh my. All night, oh. I remember when you would cry.
was some other man, you would not stand to turn the hand. But I can be something you see, just holding hands. I remember when you would cry all night, all night. I remember when you would cry all night, all night. Now I remember when you would cry all night, all night.
And that was all our music.
That was Florence Boulevard on 91.3 KXCI, locals only. I'm Valentin. I'm super happy to have hosted this electric show. I keep on saying electric, but it's true. I might be creeping the whole band out because I'm grinning ear to ear during these performances because I feel just the energy in this. It's just so contagious in a way. It's just incredible. This question stems from the idea that humans are creatures of habit. Do you have pre-show rituals in a way to ensure that everyone's kind of, for lack of a better term, locked in on the performance yeah. and focused on making it a good time?
I talk. I just, yeah, about anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more of a nervous habit, but you can call it a ritual if you want. Yeah.
One thing I think we do a lot of times is we'll put on a song that a lot of us know, turn up really loud, and we'll just all sing to it, like at the top of
yeah,
our lungs.
I forgot about that.
So we can just warm up.
Do you dance? Just shake it out a little? No?
In the practice room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like jump around and everything.
All yeah. right.
Maybe not a pre-show ritual, but the idea of always going to In-N-Out after is like
after-show ritual.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like we gotta make the In-N-Out like worth it, you know?
Yeah.
Like if we played a bad show, then do we really deserve it?
Yeah. Yeah. Then it turns into kind of like a hateful In-N-Out instead of a rewarding In-N-Out yeah. endeavor.
That exactly. Makes sense. Exactly. You yeah. get it. You get it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that. Yeah. I would love to know where I can find more Florence Boulevard content.
So you can follow us on Instagram under Florence.Boulevard.
That's correct.
Alrighty. And then on Florence Boulevard, everything except for Spotify, you can find our single, What Happened to You. We played that a little bit earlier. I think it was the second song of the second part of this interview. And then under my name, Joshua Villalpando, you can find all my demos of all these songs that we play. Not all of them. Two of them are fully Florence Boulevard originals, but you can find most of the originals under my name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Do you have, not that I stalked or anything, but do you guys have a YouTube channel that people...
We do, but we're not currently super active on it.
Yeah. What's the next step for that? I think maybe you guys should do vlogging. That'd be cool.
I've been considering it. One of our more recent groundwork shows, because we kind of not necessarily willingly, we all got really busy. So we weren't really able to play shows for a bit from like November to March, I'd say.
Yes.
Our first March show, we got approached by a guy, Matthew something.
Schwarz.
what Cameron said. I really don't want to butcher his last name, but he came up to us and was just like, "Hey, I'm doing video. I'm trying to build like a video business. Would you guys be interested in some video footage?" At least on my end, I was just like, "Yeah, that'd be absolutely dope." So we got a live video of what happened to you up on our YouTube channel right now. That turned out pretty great, I would say. But yeah, vlogging is definitely something that I've had in the back of my head of like maybe we should vlog before like shows, just be like day in the life of Florence Boulevard type stuff.
I think what would also help is definitely music videos after we're done recording.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do them. They're so fun.
Yeah. You guys need to start accumulating footage for the documentary in 45 years.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's kind of the mindset. Mm. Can we talk about the next project? Can we talk about it? What can we know? What are we allowed to know?
You can know that most of the songs we just played will be on it. And awesome. It'll be out sometime, I'd say, in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
now that at least most of us are done with high school, we'll have outside of work, of course, we'll have a lot more free time to work on recording stuff and not have to deal with like, oh, what are the consequences if I try to work on this? Is my grade gonna go down?
Yeah.
So we'll have a lot more time to work on that. We have a decent, like, I'd say 35% of vocals done right now, which is kind of the the last thing we need to do in terms of the harder stuff.
Yeah.
Instrumentally, we're pretty much done. Mixing, we got a little bit left, and then it's just vocals. Me and Cameron are just going to go in there and do, you know, just try to get it out all in one day, and then we can then eventually start advertising it, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. New project by Florence Boulevard will be out, and everybody's just going to feel it. There's going to be a major shift in the universe, in just energetically how things are going, and everybody's going to feel it, and everybody will just know automatically that dropped.
That's the hope.
Yeah. Just kind of like as a final question, I would love to know what's next for Florence Boulevard, the members individually as a project. What's next? What's kind of big picture? Are there any other creative endeavors that maybe individually you guys are interested in pursuing?
Most of us have solo music. We talked about Joshua Villalpando, but me and Jacob released some music under our own names. I'm Memorial Park, and is it just Jacob Chaney?
I just did it under my name. We both kind of, I don't know if I could speak for you very well, Cameron, but I think we kind of like experiment with just a lot wider of a range of of stuff. I think Cameron mostly dives into ambient music, I would say.
Lo-fi.
Correct me lo-fi? If I'm wrong. But I have one song released so far that doesn't really encapsulate like my whole goal. I just like experimenting with genres. I was really on like a Mick Gordon kick, who did the Doom soundtrack.
Yeah.
So I made a track inspired by that, and that is out everywhere except Spotify. I have a few other songs that I'm currently just are kind of project songs, but I'm wanting to make content around them to advertise them and get an interest.
Yeah.
So that hopefully like when a release happens, it'll like I'll feel it a little bit more, if that makes sense.
Totally. This was Florence Boulevard on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. Thank you very much for listening and for staying tuned. These guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much for like KXCI to have us as guests in their wonderful building in downtown Tucson. It's been an absolute honor.
Thank you. Okay. Finally, 91.3 KXCI Tucson, real people, real radio. Thank you guys once again. Come back soon. Yeah. Come back soon.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This was so much fun.
Yay. I'm glad it was fun.